Priestley is celebrating his 82nd birthday today. As a sort of birthday present, his publishers are reissuing in one volume Priestley's own favourite novel, The Image Men, originally published in two halves in 1968. The Image Men, you may remember, is a book which sends up the whole modern publicity apparatus and the men who make the images to feed it. Well, Mr. Priestley visited us this afternoon, and it enabled Gavin Scott to ask him whether an attack written at the height of the Roaring Sixties was still relevant in the more austere 70s.
I have no feeling about these decades, you know. A man came to see me the other day, he was writing a book about the 50s. And I said, you know, I don't see any difference between this decade. I said, I know the difference between the 20s and the 30s, but the 50s or the 60s or the 70s are all the same to me. I'm old.
But you still feel a certain antagonism towards the whole business of modern image-making. Is it just silly, or is there a slightly sinister aspect to it?
Slightly sinister, yes. Like the government.
What's sinister about it?
Well, I think you don't look at people hard enough. You look at this projection called an image and take that to be the person. If you looked a little harder, you might discover the person behind the image. I say that, nobody comes to me to improve my image, I must confess. And I'm sure it's in need of improvement.
But you do have an image, don't you? I mean, there is an image of J.B. Priestley, which is part of you.
Yes, I think it's wrong. I have a wrong image, actually.
What do you think your image is that's wrong?
Well, I'm not as aggressive a man as I appear to be. I'm really an affectionate, weak man. And this aggressive image, or this growling, grumpy image, is not really me.
Of course, part of the reason you've got this aggressive image is because you have consistently taken on the role of social critic.
Yes, that's perfectly true. But I don't enjoy quarrels. I run away from them. And I don't have many quarrels, in point of fact.
How deep is your quarrel with modern society, though?
Oh, pretty deep, yes, indeed. I'd be a fool if it wasn't. I think a great deal of the violence we have now is due to frustration. The fact that most contemporary cities are not worth living in anyhow. And they create a deep feeling of frustration that often leads to violence.
Do you think, though, that things, for most people, are really worse than they were, say, 50 years ago when you started writing?
Yes.
In what way?
Well, I think there's more pressure altogether now than there was then. I think that cities were better worth living in then than they are now.
But wouldn't you agree that for the bulk of the people, life has greatly improved in this century?
Well, I've a very good memory. I've lived a good long time. And I see no evidence whatever that people are happier now than they were 50 or 60 years ago. No evidence at all. And it's another interesting thing, you know. Here we are at the BBC. And when the BBC wants to show you a jolly evening, does it show you a contemporary evening? No, it does not. It goes back 50 or 60 years.
The prescription that you've come up with several times recently, of course, has been discipline.
Self-discipline, particularly. A thing, by the way, that any professional writer needs above everything else. Because it's a wet Monday morning and you've been up late on Sunday night. Now, nobody orders you to do anything. There's nobody to tell you, come on, get on with it. Not even your wife will do that. Yet if you're a good professional writer, you must sit down and start writing. You must face that blank page. And you need a great deal of self-discipline.
Do you still do it?
Yeah, I do. I've always had a lot of self-discipline.
Do you still enjoy it?
No, I don't enjoy starting it. It's work. But after half an hour, I enjoy it. Yes, I do. Because I enjoy my expertise.
In your books, and in particular in your time plays, you've got across the message that life has much more significance, much more subtle significance than many people realise.
Well, certainly.
Is this something that you become more convinced of as you become older?
Yes, and the feeling that as well as time, there is eternity, which is not endless time at all, it's timelessness. And we all have these moments, timeless moments, when the whole taste of life is different. When we're not suddenly not aware of time, we're probably aware of eternity.
J.B. Priestley, 82 years of age today.